Agudat Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 154. We're talking about self-confidence. And one of the things that tend to undermine our self-esteem are the failures. Things that we are disappointed in ourselves with by falling short or making wrong turns. And the key really is to transform your failures into stepping stones. Countless stories of famous people who experience failure on the road to success. And recognize that failures will be stepping stones to your greatest successes and learning lessons. We often say things to ourselves that we wouldn't consider saying to others. You have to tame that inner critic by refusing to listen to those unkind, self-sabotaging thoughts. Now, when you want to self-correct, you talk to yourself to self-correct. You could be firm with yourself, but not with harsh, unkind, self-sabotaging thoughts. That's a very important insight. Another thing about having good self-esteem is to separate your thoughts from your feelings as best as you could. For example, someone says you left me out to dry, like as if you left me. That's a thought. That's not a feeling. The feeling is the anger or the sadness that you feel based on that, oh, you left me out to dry. A more rational thought may be, I feel angry because I don't think you've been supportive. So you're acknowledging your feeling. One person once said, famous person, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Also as true is that you could only change yourself. Trying to change other people is like changing the weather. Just carry an umbrella. You can only change yourself. That also builds confidence, knowing that I'm going to do that. I'm going to do everything I can to work through myself. Happiness also does not come from the outside. It's an inside job. You have inner happiness, you'll be more likely to feel healthy self-esteem. You improve your self-talk. Negative self-talk punches holes in your self-esteem. Turn negative messages into positive one by constantly flipping it around and looking at the positive. You validate yourself. Recognize your matana, your son and daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You reflect on your small successes, because very often your small successes go unnoticed. But don't let that happen today. Write down 5 things you have succeeded at. Have you expressed something that normally you would have not been confident to express? Did you show courage by setting limits on your time? Did you set aside time to declutter your workspace? Don't let any small success go unnoticed in Ruchnius too. So, so important. To learn how to be comfortable with oneself. Insecurity and anxiety and depression are very common in our society, and much of this is due to self-judgment, to beating ourselves up when we feel we aren't winning in the game of life. That does not mean you don't monitor yourself or live to a high standard, but it means that you don't let that judgment of yourself cripple you from becoming better. From becoming a better person. You become better, not bitter. You decide to love yourself in the present without any precondition, without any reservation. You acknowledge your weakness. You have a right to feel vulnerable, but weakness is a sign of strength. Embrace your vulnerability, and that's a crucial factor in embracing your self-worth. Be careful when you listen to criticism. Very, very important. Remember that shame weighs you down. It is a healthy shame of busha, yes, but excessive shame steals and robs your self-esteem. We all make mistakes. We all have our share of failures and missteps. But to allow shame to weigh you down will hold you back. Will hold you back. You're a beautiful person because Hashem made you beautiful. You're worthy. You're lovable just the way you are. You be proactive, not reactive. Self-esteem flourishes when you are proactive, when you make things happen rather than just reacting to what happens. Think of possibilities instead of limitations. Write about the challenges that have pulled down your self-esteem and about actions you took to take it to grow and learn from these challenges. Take responsibility and don't criticize. Take responsibility for your mistakes and shortcomings. Don't punish yourself over them excessively. Critiquing yourself will not work anywhere. Nowhere near love, what love and support can do. Again, it's not a matter of saying, oh, everything's okay, I'm perfect the way I am. You want to improve yourself, but remember the holy neshama that's within and never forget it. And like we said before, you'll learn from your failures. Sometimes our biggest mistakes, within that lies the groundwork for our greatest successes. You look at your inner abilities. You start to describe yourself in healthier terms. You become your own cheerleader. Low self-esteem robs us of confidence and makes us doubt ourselves. Commit to developing self-confidence and overcome that self-doubt. Cheer yourself on. Don't look for reasons, perhaps, for things that happen, but don't look for excuses. Don't fall into the victim mentality. Use calm visualizations. Forgive in a healthy way. Forgiving means cleansing your soul of bitterness of what might have been, what should have been, or what didn't have to happen. Forgiveness eradicates all of that. Recognizing you're growing emotionally, you're growing physically, you're growing mentally, you're improving yourself. You're improving yourself every step of the way. Self-forgiveness. Recognize that you're going to blossom in your own time. Everyone has different rates of the way they grow. Don't feel pressure if your pace is slower. You keep on moving upwards, you keep moving onwards. Recognize that certain feelings are not permanent. They will pass. And you embrace universal truths. Don't hold on to the old version of yourself. This is very, very important. Self-esteem suffers when they hold themselves to older versions of themselves. They no longer reflect who they are. Maybe they never understood their true self. And now it's time to enjoy your true self, the courage to be you. Oprah Winfrey, she's a well-known talk show host. She has a certain degree of chachma. And she once said that I was once afraid of people saying, who does she think she is? Now I have the courage to stand and say, this is who I am. That's a healthy, healthy self-confidence in building oneself that way. Avoid all or nothing thinking. For example, replace I'm angry about everything to that there's some things or a lot of things that are bothering me. Don't live in the past. Keep on living in the present and in the future. Don't live in the past. Actually, the present with plans for the future that you could do. Love yourself unconditionally. And recognize you can't turn back the clock. You keep on moving forward. And remember your worth. Remember that Hashem placed you in this world. That means you have value. You have great value. Infinite value. Smile, it's good for you. Recognize that you're beautiful and you are special. Why? Because Hashem made you that way. You're a Tzelem Elokim. And go with pride. With your Tzelem Elokim. serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it, recognizing the gifts that you can bring to this world and the gifts that you can bring to the people around you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.